now, Wisconsin and Minnesota have long had a battle over which state has more lakes. Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources says our state has just over 15,000 lakes, while Minnesota's DNR says its state has just under 12,000. But it turns out each state uses different definitions of what bodies of water are big enough to count as a lake. There's no universally accepted standard for what classifies as a lake or a pond. That can cause problems in the world of freshwater ecology. A group of researchers set out to develop that standard, and they're out with a project that can help us start sorting out lakes, ponds, and wetlands. Meredith Holgerson is an assistant professor of ecology and evolutionary biology at Cornell University. She's a freshwater ecologist and a lead co-author on the research published in Scientific Reports. Meredith, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I want to start first with the why. Why is it important for us to have these actual definitions for lakes, ponds, and wetlands?
Well, you set up a really fun example sharing the debate between Wisconsin and Minnesota who has more lakes. Now, this is a lighthearted feud among states, but it does have more serious implications. The lack of a universal definition can create a lot of headaches and confusion. It relates to the scientific study of these water bodies, making sure scientists are speaking the same language, but it also affects things like what water bodies get monitored at a state or federal level, how are they protected, and how are they managed. Ponds currently fall through the cracks. They're often excluded from or underrepresented in monitoring efforts, and this may in part stem from really unclear definitions.
And how did you go about starting to look into how ponds and lakes have been defined before and how they should be defined going forward?
Yeah, so we started talking about this because we were realizing that in the literature, in the scientific literature, there wasn't a really clear definition for what a pond is versus what a lake is. And I've been studying ponds for over a decade, and a common question I get from friends and family is, well, what is a pond and how is it different from lakes? So we decided to start by diving into the scientific literature. We reviewed over 500 papers that had ponds in them to see if they define ponds. We were only able to find 54 definitions, and most of those were really vague, really qualitative. Many of them use the word small and shallow, but don't define how small or how shallow. And none of them were based off of scientific evidence. For instance, there was no study that said a 1 acre pond is different than a 10 acre or 100 acre lake functionally based off of how these ecosystems are working. So we decided to examine those existing definitions, also examine legislation. Where do states place ponds? Do they place them with lakes? Do they place them with wetlands? Do they have a pond definition? And then really dive into the functional characteristics of lakes, ponds, and wetlands and see if and how they are different from each other.
That was a really interesting part of your research, is that it wasn't just about the size or volume of a body of water. It was about how it actually works and functions. Can you talk about how the ecosystem of a pond is unique from anything else?
Yeah, so we decided to take values from the literature on metrics of ecosystem function. So you can think about ecosystem functions, things like how much phosphorus or nitrogen is in the water body, how productive it is, how much algae is there, how much methane is coming off of the system, how fast can gases exchange with the atmosphere. So all of these different metrics of how the ecosystem functions. And then we looked at that relationship between those ecosystem functions and characteristics that are showing up in the definitions. So surface area, depth, emergent vegetation coverage. And if we saw no relationship between those characteristics, those functions of the ecosystem, and say surface area, then there really doesn't need to be a definition of what a pond is versus what a lake is, because they just function the same. But what we found is that for all of the metrics that we looked at, for the surface area, for depth, for vegetation, we mostly saw really non-linear relationships with those ecosystem functions. So ponds that are small or shallow, they have either really high rates of these ecosystem functions or lower rates than what a lake does. So that suggests there's these threshold changes at which a system is more pond-like or more lake-like or more wetland-like. And so we were able to use those thresholds to inform a definition to say how small a system has to be a pond.
And one of those examples you mentioned was emergent vegetation. Can you tell us briefly what that is exactly and how we see it work in a pond?
Yeah, so if you were to give a picture of a wetland that has a lot of plants coming out of the water and a picture of a lake that has a lot of open water, you're going to visually see that that's distinctive, and people will usually say a wetland has more of that emergent vegetation coming out of it, and a lake has more of that open water and might only have the vegetation on the edges. And so, unfortunately, there's not great data on the emergent vegetation coverage for lots and lots of lakes, ponds, and wetlands for our analysis, so we need more information on that. But we did see there were threshold changes when you look at that emergent vegetation coverage. So as you get more wetland-like versus more open water body-like, the systems are functioning differently.
And putting together those ecosystem functions and the sizes of these bodies of water, were you able to come up with a definition of sorts for a pond, lake, wetland?
Yes, we were. We were not sure if we would feel really good about the numbers, and we were excited that the numbers sort of converged and also match up with some the kind of the order of magnitude from some previous research. So we say that ponds are less than 5 hectares in size and less than 5 meters in depth. So the 5 and 5 rule, that's 12 acres and 16 feet for those of us thinking more in standards in the United States. And then less than 30% emergent vegetation coverage.
And so anything bigger than that would classify as perhaps a lake, or I'd imagine the more vegetation, a wetland?
Yes, exactly.
And as you mentioned in your research, this is just a starting point, but an important one. What additional research are you hoping to see into how we label our bodies of water?
I think we need more research around those boundaries. So looking at systems that are around 5 hectares or 5 meters deep and seeing if in different landscapes or in different elevations, different sheltering, like trees that can reduce wind speeds on water bodies. Do we see these numbers? Is it a gray area? What are those transitions like? I think this is going to end up being really important to inform the policy and inform the monitoring strategies for ponds.
Well, Meredith, thank you for joining us and sharing your research today.
Thanks for having me.
Meredith Holgerson is an assistant professor of ecology and evolutionary biology at Cornell University. She's the lead co-author on a research published in Scientific Reports that sets new definitions for lakes, ponds, and wetlands.